Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need mine.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with us. What an appropriate song for what we're talking about right now. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Elise Bennett is our guest, our good friend, longtime original founding member of our Brain Trust Marketing Mentor, is her business. Marketing-mentor.com is the website. All of her books are there that I encourage you to check out and see how she can help you. She helps a lot of people, and not only one-on-one, at least, but with your marketing mentor offerings too, right?
That's right. I have an online store where I sell things like the Pick a Niche Kit, which helps you choose a target market, and the 30 minutes a day marketing plan, and the package pricing bundle, and just tools to help people do their marketing.
Right, which everybody needs some help with. So, folks, Elise is the best at that. So get her to help you out. Let her help you out with that. So we're talking about pricing. Revealing your pricing online, is it a good idea or not? The trick that I've always found, Elise, and this takes art and science, is getting people to ask you about your business and to get to the point where you can talk to them about pricing. And as I said earlier, my training has always been where if you give your pricing up too soon, then your customer is going to make a decision without all the information they need.
I agree with that, definitely. And as I said before, I think one of the biggest myths about pricing is that it's the number that counts. And I'm saying pricing is actually a conversation between two people. And I've actually developed what I call a simple three-step pricing process where you figure out what you need to charge. That's your floor.
Right.
You find out what they can pay. That's their ceiling. And then you come to a price together.
All right. So what you need...
What you need, what they can pay.
Right.
And then you find a place in between that is a win-win, that works for both, that's fair to both, because I do believe that good people want it to be fair to both.
Mm-hmm. So the third one is Goldilocks, right? That's the one that's just right.
Yes, but it requires the conversation, and the place where people get stuck is that finding out what they can pay. Because that essentially means you have to not only ask for the budget, because they're not really going to tell you unless you ask for it, but even when you ask for it, they will usually say either, I don't know, or they usually say, I don't know, or I don't have one. And I don't have one could mean the sky's the limit,
mm-hmm.
but it doesn't usually. I don't have one usually means they're not really sure what this should cost. So you have to help them, and that's how you come to a price together.
Right. And I will tell you, a lot of the people you do business with and that I've done business with over the years are personal services type of businesses. And let's call it, let's shorten that to consultant. And there are people out there who literally cannot work with consultants. They can't make themselves write somebody a check for something that just came out of their head that they didn't get to hold on to. You know what I mean? Like advice. I ran into that a lot. But here's one thing that I've found in fact it's been the key to my success over the years is talking people into letting you give them a proposal. Proposals are magic. Proposals are the silver bullet to getting people to do business with you. I'm trying to remember, Elise, if I've ever in my long career had anybody to tell me, no, I won't let you give me a proposal.
No, of course not. But, a lot of my clients lately have been swearing off requests for proposal, RFP.
You got to be discreet. You have to be discerning about that because you can wear yourself out on those, too.
You can totally waste your time.
Right. Now, I'm not talking about an RFP. RFP is different. That's That's a bid process.
Exactly.
Now, I'm not talking about bidding work. You can bid it if you want to. No, I'm talking about where somebody is looking for help. They need help. And you may be the only person they'll talk to, and you give them a proposal. It's just in my opinion, it's magic. It's a silver bullet. I can't imagine what my life would be like if I hadn't learned to give proposals.
And look, I'm a big proponent of proposals because I sell proposal bundles and proposal samples in my online store. But I also have so much experience with clients who have wasted so much time writing proposals for people who had no business in the first place.
I agree. And so you got to learn how to do that in steps, don't you? You shock them a little bit in the beginning and see if they still talk to you, right? If they hang up or not, right?
No, it's not that. You have to make sure you're on the same page, mm-hmm. money-wise and service-wise. And that means talking about money right up front. And that is tricky because, as you said, you don't want to reveal the price at the very beginning of the conversation. You want to demonstrate what you know and position yourself. But you still, before you go sit down to write the proposal, you have to say, all right, we're talking about somewhere between $5,000 and $10,000.
Are you going to be comfortable with can you imagine paying $10,000 for a website? No, I think that's the smart thing to do to save everybody a lot of time. Elise, this has been very illuminating. Good job. I love your three steps there. What you need, what they'll pay, and what's in the middle, the Goldilocks option. Come back soon. Good job today.
Thanks.
Marketing-mentor.com, folks. Check that website out. You'll thank me later. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingham. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.